So, how can anyone ever tell any of you that you're less than beautiful or less than whole? Actually, I'm going to use this one. Thank you, Roger. How dare they do that? You know what? This whole talk is not just about how someone else is telling you that you're not beautiful. This one is really about how dare you tell yourself that you're not beautiful. How many times do we not see ourselves in the beautiful divine way that we're supposed to? Our series, we're still continuing on the whole thought about happiness has no end unless we give it an end. But the truth of what we, well, yeah, true, because we're the only ones who can give it an end. God doesn't want happiness to end for us. God does everything we need. He offers everything that we need for our own happiness. So how do we grab a hold of that bliss as a continuation of the series? How do we come to a comfort, a peace, and a harmony in our world? Well, last week we talked about embracing God. Embracing God on all the various level embracing means. Embracing as in a hold, embracing in consciousness, embracing as your oneness. And if you want more about that, you can go onto our YouTube and we tape that, I believe. Today, it's all about you, baby. It's all about the way you are. So I know that for most of us, including myself, the biggest struggles that we have is about ourselves, yes? Well, this talk isn't really about self-love, even though I do preach and believe in self-love. It's more about self-acceptance, accepting yourself exactly who, for who, and for what you are. You know, because there are too many times where people will tell you how wrong you are, tell you about your faults, and who is the main person who is the hardest on you? Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's something from our childhood. Maybe it's something where we're taught to be humble. I'm not really sure, but we are the hardest on ourselves. And to achieve a bliss, to achieve something where we are happy with our lives, it means that we have to be totally accepting of ourselves. Now, there is a novel series called Bound by Sin by Gina McLean. Has anyone heard that? So there's a section I love of this book, and it says, "There is darkness inside of all of us. Though mine is more dangerous than most, still, we all have it, that part of our soul that is irreparably damaged by the very trials and tribulations of life. We are what we are because of it, or perhaps in spite of it. Some of us use it as a shield to hide behind, others as an excuse to do unconceivable and unconscionable things. But truly, the darkness is simply a piece of the whole, neither good nor evil, unless you make it so. It took a witch, a war, and a voodoo queen to teach me that," it continues. "A witch, a war, and a voodoo queen to teach me that how I make of my faults, my limitations, are really up to me. And at some point in time, we will find bliss when we don't consider the mistakes and our faults as bad or good, just as is." I like what Marilyn Monroe says, wanting to be someone else is a waste of a person that you are. Did you hear that? I like the right. Say it again, all right. Wanting to be someone else is a waste of the person that you are. Because, beloveds, you are divinely created. You were made by the whole. And as Scripture says, you are created in the image of God. At some point in time, with our faults and tribulations, with all the challenges that we go through, no matter what it is, no matter what judgment we have in this day and age, in this world, we have to accept that we are divinely made and love ourselves for the divinity that we are, made in the image and likeness of God. Now, I usually hear, "Well, Crystal, You just do not know the challenges I've gone through. You don't know the mistakes that I've made. You don't know how I've hurt people on purpose or accidentally. I can tell you that I myself have made mistakes. I myself have also hurt people on purpose or accidentally. That doesn't change that you are divine. It just means that sometimes we all act out, don't we? Hear me now. It doesn't change that you are divine. And if we're really going to be honest with ourselves, let's think about that in Genesis, which I like to go back to a lot because it was the beginning of everything, especially in the Bible. We know that God created everything, and at the end of each stanza, it said, it is. And through all this and through Genesis, it tells us that we are in dominion of all this, i.e., we make the decisions to make something of something else. But in God's mind, all of its creation is good and is beautiful. And it's about time that one of the greatest creations, well, all of it's the greatest creation, but I'm talking about us right now, humanity, it's beautiful. And that we need to find ourselves and have self-acceptance of ourselves. In Leviticus, I love how it says, Leviticus 19, 1, 2. And the Lord said to Moses, say to all the congregations of the people of Israel, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We are all holy. And I'm not talking about having holes in our heads or anything like that. I used to get joked that I must have a hole in my head. But no. We are holy. Where you're sitting is holy ground. Where you stand, where you are, is holy ground. Don't try to be someone else. Be exactly who you were made to be. You. Accept yourself. What does it feel like to know that you are perfect, whole, complete as you are? Especially with the human faults and issues that you're going through. Instead of someone coming at you and saying, you are, I won't even speak the words, but you're something that you're not because you made this mistake, or that. Instead of that, how does it feel to say to yourself, oh, I made a mistake. I'm still holy. With all my faults and all the challenges I'm going through, I'm still divine. How does it feel to embrace that you are just as you should be, and your life is exactly the way it should be right now for your highest growth and potential? You are who you're supposed to be right now. And in your life, no matter what's going on, you're where you're supposed to be. Does that all of a sudden, me saying it, give you a sense of peace? I invite you to just, I say it out loud to yourself. Say your name and say, Crystal, you are perfect just the way you are right now. Say your name, not my name. Speak it out loud now. So I heard, you are, I understand it's difficult to embrace it, isn't it? I mean, we've been taught throughout the years that it's difficult to embrace the truth about ourselves. But it's when we embrace all of the truth that we are free. I love what Carl Jung says. The most terrifying thing is to accept oneself completely. I think what you guys just said, rah, 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 is a testimony to that, yes? Brené Brown says, I now see how owning our story and loving ourselves through the process is the bravest thing that we all will ever do. And I agree with that. It is brave because we are challenging all the misconceptions that this world has been placed on us, for me, for 54 years, you add your age. Ever since we were, well, once we were baby, hopefully you were like, you're so cute, and oh my God, you're precious, and you're the best. Somewhere, I don't know if it was the terrible twos or threes, it got changed around somehow. And all of a sudden, it was like, no, don't do this. You don't do that. And all of a sudden, we were being shaped in a different way. And all the lovey-dovey beautiful has gone away for however many years it's been. And now it is time to embrace that which when we were born, knowing that we are as beautiful as we were as a cute little soft, pudgy little baby. I invite yourself to even give yourself a raspberry on the belly in your mind's eye. If you're that, if you can do that, I'm like, you go. Embrace yourself, love yourself. And anytime you make a mistake, just give yourself that little love of acceptance. You will find that the more you do that, that it'll be less that you're brave and just more that you are free. Now, know that it doesn't mean that your acceptance doesn't mean that you're holding on to your faults. It doesn't mean that at all. Actually, once you accept your faults, totally accept without judgment, accept in a forgiving way, you will find that you are free. It isn't that you're being bound by these things. It is allowing yourself not to be bound. Because when we are in that self-loathing, when we are in that, oh, I am so bad, I am so this, cancel, 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 it binds us. Even me saying it, I think I just took away all that lightness that I just shared with you. And it brings a heavy vibration. The contrary, the more that we free ourselves from the judgments, and if we make mistakes, just go, and learn from them, and still love ourselves, the happier, the more in bliss we will be. I'd like to share what Maya Angelou says about this. She goes, what I learned to do many years ago was to forgive myself. It is very important for every human being to forgive herself or himself, because if you live, you will make mistakes. It's inevitable. You make mistake, but once you do make a mistake, you see the mistake. Then you forgive yourself and say, well, if I'd known better, I'd have done better. I don't know how many of you have heard that. I grew up with that. If I had known better, I would have done better. Why don't you say that right now? If I had known better, I would have done better. Better mistake, known, so that's all. So you say to people who you think you may have injured, I'm sorry. And then you say to yourself, I'm sorry. We all hold on to the mistake. We can't see our own glory in the mirror, because we have the mistake between our faces and the mirror. Let me say that one again. If we all hold on to the mistake, we can't see our own glory in the mirror, because we have the mistake between us, between our faces and that mirror. We can't see what we're capable of being. You can ask for forgiveness of others, but in the end, the real forgiveness is in one's own self. I think young men and women are so caught by the way they see themselves. Now, mind you, when a larger society sees them as unattractive, as threats, as too black or too white or too poor or too fat or too thin or too sexual or too asexual, that's rough. But you can overcome that. The real difficulty is to overcome how you think about yourself. If we don't have that, we will never grow. We will never learn. And we sure as heck, we should never teach. You know, the more that you forgive yourself, the more you move into full acceptance of every single aspect. I didn't say one aspect. I didn't say 80%. I didn't say 90, 95, or even 99.9. I said 100%. Full acceptance of yourself, you will find that you will be able to relax, that you will actually grow in the loving of yourself. Once you have that self-acceptance, it's easy then to love yourself. And that is the name of the game. Self-acceptance always makes one feel loved, relaxed, and at ease. So don't you want to feel loved, relaxed, and at ease? No? Well, I'll still keep talking. Because I want to feel loved, relaxed, and at ease. And we... And we go out so many times trying to find that love, trying to find someone else to make us feel relaxed and at ease, when in the reality, no one else can give it to us. We have to give it to ourselves. And once you enter into a loving relationship, feeling loved, relaxed, and at ease with yourself, you come as a complete package of which you can add and come to complete packages, can make and love one another in a complete way that is just glorious. As you practice allowing yourself to be at peace with your shortcomings and faults, you start living a life filled with laughter and joy. You release and let go. You can laugh at yourself. One of the greatest things to do is just to shake your head and laugh at yourself and just go, you're just funny. Yeah, that was ridiculous. And sometimes you'll see me just kind of shake my head, just, that was ridiculous, and just laugh at myself, because sometimes my mistakes are quite funny. You know, sometimes we take things way too seriously. Way, way too seriously. And then we down ourselves. Man, I stubbed my toe. Ouch! That was a stupid mistake. That was funny. God, you see how he punched over? You know, it's just find joy everywhere. Lao Tzu says, because one believes in oneself, one doesn't try to convince others, because one is content with oneself. One doesn't need others' approval. Because one accepts oneself, the whole world accepts him or her. But this is a beautiful thing. It is not worth the while to let your imperfections disturb you at any time. Henry David Thoreau. You can stop all efforting to try to improve, all that struggle. It isn't about trying not to make yourself better. It is making yourself better once you see the mistake. It isn't trying to be someone else that you're not. It's being yourself fully. And then once you've decided that the mistakes you've made, you've forgiven yourselves for, and you're going to make a shift, you'll find that the shifts are easy. Because it isn't a woulda, shoulda, coulda. It isn't a bad person. It is, I'm divine and still a good person. And no matter what the shifts and changes are, I will still shift and change into my greatness. That is what we are here to be. Filled with joy, laughter, and to shift into greatness all the time. So you should love yourself, Susan Selzberg says, with a little Buddha into this quote. You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. That person is not to be found anywhere. Let me read that one section again. You can search the worlds, the heavens, for someone to love you the way you deserve. That person is not out there. You, yourself, so much as anyone in the entire universe deserve your love and affection. So it's time for you to release and let go of your shame, your blame of yourself, your faults, or any issues, and embrace the loving being that you are. For peace comes from within, not from without, as the Buddha says. See this day, enjoy this day. Tell yourself that you are beautiful. And how do you do that? You look in that mirror. I know I say it all the time, but because it's so true. I won't even have you raise your hands. There's so many people who can't even stand to look at themselves in the mirror. So many people that when they look in the mirror, all they start doing is interjecting sad, hateful feelings. Women, especially us, when we see our faces without the makeup, we start talking about the wrinkles, start talking about how pale. Look at the mirror with or without makeup and go, "Woo, you are beautiful. Girl, you got it going on." Men, I wouldn't say, "Girl, you got it going on," but however it makes... Allow yourself also to look in the mirror. I don't know what men do because I'm not a man, but, you know, do the beard. I'm looking at you over there doing the beard. Go, "Well, I'm handsome." Usually you hear "handsome devil," but no, you're not a devil. I'm good. I'm handsome. I'm rugged. I'm strong. Women, you can say you're rugged and strong as well. Whatever you do, look in the mirror. Start speaking truths of yourself. Stop blaspheming yourself. Why do I say stop blaspheming yourself? Because if you are made in the image and likeness of God, if your true nature is the Christ nature, then anything that you say against yourself is blasphemy. It's blasphemy against God. It's blasphemy against the God's image. Anytime you say something bad about yourself, you are blaspheming God. Put that in your noggin and keep it. And look in the mirror. Look in the mirror at yourself and say, "I am the beautiful child of God." What was that quote that I said earlier, and I was going to bring it back? It was something about saying your name, and what was it? You guys forgot it too, huh? Give me a second here. I am, yeah. I'm perfect just the way. Well, that's a good one. So say your name and say, "I am perfect just the way I am right now." Thank you. Great memory. I didn't hear names coming from the first. I just heard "I am perfect." So say your name and "I am perfect." Wow. Nice. I have to give yourselves clap. Yes. So I know it seems like, you know, the youth, they look in the mirror and they're always looking at themselves. I invite you to look in the mirror and go, yes. You two especially. I should have those mirrors out here. Look in the mirror. This is the homework. Say, "I'm beautiful. I am beautiful. Just the way I am." When you wake up in the morning, put a smile on your face. Uh-oh. Look in the mirror. Say, "I am beautiful." Was that you, Lois, saying uh-oh? Because it didn't sound like Kathleen over there. And it's beautiful. I keep my hair going every which way, as you can tell. Lois, everyone, every way you come, no matter when you're waking up in the morning, going to bed, have a cold, at your best, dude it up for a fancy ball, however you are, or in torn jeans or your pajamas or El Natural, you are beautiful. No matter how much fat you have, no matter how thin you are beautiful. So look in the mirror. Tell yourself, you are beautiful. This quote from Sarah Deshawn. "For once you believed in yourself, you believed you were beautiful, and so did the rest of the world." Once you believe you are beautiful, once you not even believe you're beautiful, once you know you are beautiful, the rest of the world has no choice but to see you, because it comes from within out. And to help you along the way, the week's affirmation is, and I'll say it once and then join me after the second time. I love myself, because I just want you to hear this. I love myself unconditionally and accept myself as I am. Breathe that in. Let's say it together. I love myself unconditionally and accept myself as I am. Breathe that in one more time. And one more time, let us say it together. I love myself unconditionally and accept myself as I am. Everyone, know that you are beautiful. Thank you very much.